The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. When you come to a fork in the road, take it. Yogi Berra. So, what's so silver about silverware? Occasionally, we'll see silverware make its way to Friedland. It's important to note that there are a lot of varieties when it comes to what silverware can be made out of. It can be made from stainless steel, silver-plated steel, pewter, or other materials. However, the name silverware comes from the tradition of higher-quality cutlery being made from sterling silver. Now, silver as a commodity is typically viewed as a precious metal, like gold, but it's interesting in that it's also used in industry. At Friedland, we tend to see it more in things like circuit boards within computers and electronics. But here's our process for silverware, which may help you if you're in this situation. If you bring in silverware to Friedland, the first thing we'll do is get out our trusty magnets. If it's made from stainless steel, or even a silver-plated stainless steel, it's likely that the cutlery is made from a cheaper 400 series magnetic stainless. If it doesn't stick to a magnet, we'll need to get a sense of how heavy it is. If it still feels rather heavy, it could be a 300 series non-magnetic stainless. Here's the thing. If we come across silverware that's actually made from sterling silver, we may refer you to a place like Liberty Coin in Frandor, because at that point, you may have something that's valuable as a product, or even a collector's item, rather than something that only has value as a scrap commodity. Conversely, if you have sterling silver that isn't really a collector's item, we have the ability to scrap recycle it for you and pay you what the current market value would be. Either way, at least you know you have options when you come to that fork in the road. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics, Understanding the Fundamental Economics of Recycling. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.